This all happened in August 2017. I was 23 and just moved back into my mom's place, which happened to be about 30 minutes from my nearest friend's place. My car broke down, so I was Ubering everywhere I had to go. I went down to my friend's place to help them move. Went to Target to grab some champagne and orange juice, because I apparently hated myself and thought an imminent hangover was a great idea. Fast forward to that night, and of course, I'm doubled over throwing up with a migraine and can barely lift my head, and I have to work the next day's morning shift. My friends have no idea where they have any sort of over-the-counter meds for headaches. But of course, the stoner of the house offers me an edible. Now, I may have killed that bottle of champagne, but I haven't touched marijuana in years. I ate half of the edible and waited about 45 minutes to feel better, and called my Uber. I was getting picked up in an apartment complex, and of course had to walk to the front to find the driver, because I've never met an Uber driver that can locate any address with accuracy. I get into the back seat, and he turns around to introduce himself. This guy has a southern drawl that would make molasses seem like water. It was at this moment I realized I fucked up. I told him I had a migraine and just wanted to go home. He pulls out a bottle of water that was already opened and some random pills and tells me these should make me feel much better. So of course I politely grab them and then proceed to stuff them into the seat and shove the water bottle in the pocket in front of me. We begin our 30-ish minute journey to my mom's apartment. If it weren't for Mary Jane coming along for the ride, I probably would have hopped out right then. This guy starts off the drive by telling me prison stories, and then somehow it delves into how the world is going to end by December 20-something of 2017. Every few sentences, he's now bringing up his bunker. He asked me constantly if I just wanted to head there instead of home. My high-ass self kept telling him I'd love to, but I have work, so I can't. Maybe next time, I guess. He's cycling through conspiracies from the Earth is flat to Kandahar, Afghanistan giants. He says, "I probably shouldn't tell you this, but look up Kandahar, Afghanistan on YouTube. Also, in case y'all didn't know this, the world isn't heliocentric. Just get a pair of binoculars. You'll see." At some point, he's telling me that he has an arsenal of guns. He asks me if I have guns, and my liberal millennial ass tells him I have lots of guns. He grows opium at his bunker and again asks me to come with him. I'm panicked, texting everyone I know, sharing my location, and started recording. I managed to get about 7 minutes in total of this 30-minute drive on film. So we're getting closer and closer to the exit he needs to take to drop me off. He's still in the far left lane of this four-lane highway. I kept telling him to move over and the exit is coming up, and this creepy-ass fucker keeps telling me how well-stocked his bunker is. He misses my exit. Finally, I lose it and start screaming at him to get me home and that my mom is waiting for me and I have work tomorrow. Like my job means anything to this psycho or even me. He finally does get off the exit after I start kicking his seat, threatening to jump out of the moving car. I ran out of his car so fast when he hit the red light outside of the apartment complex. As soon as I got inside, I tried telling my mom what had happened, but she brushed it off and was more disappointed that I told her I had taken an edible. The next morning, I coherently explained what actually happened and showed her the videos, and we reported him to Uber. I still take Ubers on occasion, but I will never use one while alone and inebriated ever again. And this is the reason I don't consume THC. The universe knows when I'm high and things like this happen to me. So, creepy Uber driver wanting to take me to his bunker. Let's not ever meet again. I have a few of these stories, but I'll start with this one because it was the most dangerous. One night, my boyfriend and I were out drinking and hanging out with our friends, and went back to our other friend's apartment that lived about 10 to 15 minutes away from us in the next town over. It was getting pretty late, and we both had work the next day, so we called an Uber to pick us up. So our Uber gets there, everything is fine. We make casual small talk as you usually do in Ubers or Lyfts. The vibe was fine. The dude seemed nice enough. Nothing to worry about. I was just exhausted and wanted to go home. Then I remember feeling like wide awake out of nowhere. We get to the end of a street and I recognize it as being close-ish to our homes. And while I'm really bad at directions, this was a turn where it was like you turn right, you're going towards our homes. You turn left, you're clearly driving in the complete opposite direction. The guy gets to the stoplight and flicks his left blinker on. I immediately start looking around and look to my boyfriend, who's clearly on edge. My boyfriend asks the driver where he's going, because this is clearly the wrong way, and he tells my boyfriend not to worry, that he's from the area and he knows a shortcut. Whatever. We both relax a little bit, especially because this was a main road, and there were plenty of side streets around that he could have been cutting through. Then he gets to another stoplight, and has the ability to either make a right, which would put him going towards the general direction of where we lived, or left, which was going in the direction of the next town over. He flicks his left blinker on again, and at this point, I notice that he has the Uber app and GPS tracking totally off. His entire phone is off. So there's nothing tracking his driving or location, and he's not being monitored by the app. My heart starts beating, and I get out my phone to call 911, and I also get my car keys, which has a shiv-like stabby weapon thing as a keychain. Stay strapped, sisters. My boyfriend flies out of his seat and lunges towards the front seat, so he's like half standing up and starts yelling, asking the guy where the fuck he's going, because we know that this is the wrong way. The guy immediately flicks his right blinker on instead, and skirts into the right lane instead of the left, where we had previously been. He says sorry over and over again, and my boyfriend says, "You know what, never mind. We're gonna get out right here, this is fine. Please unlock the doors." When he went to unlock the doors, the driver freaked out, got really defensive and on edge, and was like, "No, I'm sorry, I promise, I'll take you home now. I'm going the right way now, I'm sorry, buddy. I got you." Almost admitting that he was clearly taking us in the totally wrong direction. I can't remember if we just rode the rest of the way in that Uber, because there were likely no other ones around at that hour. And we felt like we called the guy out enough that he wouldn't do anything. Or if we actually got out of the car and began to walk home. Like I said, very exhausting drunken night. The most chilling parts about this for me was how he had his app off and how he was so quick to correct himself as soon as we noticed. Like he didn't even try to come up with a cover story to justify his actions. He admitted that before my boyfriend freaked out on him. He was not taking us to our destination. We reported that guy the next day on the Uber app and have never come in contact with him since. I don't know what he was planning, but I pray to whoever is up there that he didn't have the opportunity to scare anyone else like this ever again. Sketchy Uber driver who is very bad at lying. Let's not meet ever again. I work in food service, front of house. So in the early days of the pandemic, With restaurants closed, I was taking work wherever I could find it. An old friend clued me into a medical office that needed someone to come in and do a bit of light filing. I was able to go in at night to limit direct contact with people, so I jumped at the opportunity right away. Ironically, the medical office job had been the safest gig I'd been offered thus far, COVID-wise. I wanted to avoid the bus if I could, due to crowds, so decided to swing for a rideshare app. It's not all that expensive in my area, and I really didn't want a virus. I headed in at almost 3 a.m., because it was after the cleaning crew had left. I was kicking myself for being so cautious, though, because I was exhausted. I stumbled onto the block, looking for my ride, and to my tired self's great relief, the car spotted me almost immediately and pulled up asking, "Uber?" while I cluelessly wandered up and down the street searching. The ride was taking a while, but I'd only just moved here last year, so I'm not familiar with all of the surrounding areas, and thought nothing of it. I was pretty alert at first, so was trying to pass the time playing games on my phone and stuff. But the car didn't have a compatible phone charger, and I wasn't sure that the building would have one. So I wanted to save my battery to be able to call a ride back. I shut my phone down into airplane mode, and eventually drifted off from a combination of tiredness and boredom. I don't often take rideshares, so being alone with a strange driver often put me at a bit on edge. But this guy had a pretty boring car and a very standard look about him. He looked a little like my brother even. Young, clean-kept, listening to jazz. Nothing that screamed, "You need to micromanage this trip." When we arrived, the driver tried to wake me up by calling to me from the front, but I was in too deep of a sleep and couldn't fully distinguish it from my dream. Finally, he awkwardly jimmied my leg to wake me up and kept saying, "Ma'am, ma'am, we're here now." I was embarrassed that I'd been that out of it, so just gave a hurried thanks and booked it out of the car and into the building. As I looked around, I began to realize nothing was what I expected of an office park. I had seen a street view of the building when I first looked up the business, and it had appeared to be a strip mall plaza. The further I went, the more loudly alarm bells were ringing in my gut. The structure was semi-dilapidated, and it was pitch black, dark past the entryway. I expected some lights to be off in the nighttime, but not the whole building. I skittered across the concrete foundation comprising what was left of the lobby area, told myself they must just be renovating, and followed signs for the stairs. After what felt like ages but was likely just a few minutes, all I had passed was construction equipment, a couple locked doors, and some smashed windows. I was certain I was not going to find a medical office and figured maybe I had mixed up the address. I took out my phone to double check, but once I got it out of airplane mode, I could barely get a signal. I kept moving around in the building, pacing, looking for a stronger signal. I eventually confirmed in my text that I had written down the correct address just by scrolling back, which didn't require service. Since I had only been inside for a few minutes at most, I figured I should try and get in touch with the driver, because if I entered the correct address, then it was only fair he should continue my ride to the correct place and save me the added fees of calling a second trip, considering this was all his mix-up. The app was taking forever to load with my slow service, but before I could get to a cloud of reception, I heard a rustling sound in the lower level of the building. I was on the top floor, and the only stairwell I was aware of was the one I had taken up. So it would force me into the middle of the building. there was no way to exit the situation without encountering whoever was downstairs. In an abandoned building in the latest hours of the night, I figured the chances were high that it was a tweaker, and I had no desire to try slipping past a tweaker, especially when it was late enough that they were probably on something so jumpy and on edge. I tried to get a text out to a group of friends with my address and a request to call 911 to help get me off the property, because I didn't feel safe walking in that neighborhood at night and didn't have enough reception to call a new ride. But the message wasn't sending. Reception was too weak. So I gave up on getting my phone going and started checking for another stairwell or even window with balconies or dumpsters that could be used to exit the second floor as a last resort, in the event whoever was downstairs came upstairs. I scrambled over to a door with a stair sign on it, but the stairs were completely dilapidated, and it was essentially just a straight drop down to the first floor. At that point, the worst-case scenario began to unfold. I heard whoever was downstairs begin making their way up the stairs. I thought fast, and figured based on my walk about the floor was basically a giant loop, so I would have to wait for whoever this was to come up the stairs, wait for them to come all the way up, and then sprint the opposite direction of wherever they were going, and try to get down the stairs and out of the building in time to make it to the road without encountering them. I was not anticipating being chased or anything, but didn't want to piss off a druggie or have a homeless person who might be living there feel as though I trespassed and became hostile towards me, or have any sort of interaction that could possibly occur at that hour in an abandoned industrial park. I held my breath for what felt like 5 minutes, but was likely closer to just 30 seconds. And the person appeared at the top of the stairs. To my great relief, it was just the Uber driver. I figured he had come back for me, realizing he had left me in the wrong spot, a place that could have worked out to be dangerous. So I came out from the beam I was hidden behind and started to wave him down. But then I processed. There was no way for him to realize this had been the wrong address. My stomach lurched forward, and my blood chilled to slush. I made eye contact with him very briefly, and he was completely calm and composed, but breathing pretty heavily, and blocking the stairway down. On a normal, rational day as an outside observer, I could think of a dozen innocent reasons he might have returned. But in that moment, standing across from him, I just knew in my gut that this was someone with ill intent. I can't remember much more from the ensuing few minutes. Operating solely on muscle memory and instinct, I Superman dove for the second stairwell's opening and just let myself fall down the drop. Thankfully, I don't think he'd seen where I'd gone at first, and though I was in too much pain to know it then, plenty was bruised, but nothing was completely broken. I scrambled up and threw myself at anything that seemed like it could be the door. It was too dark to tell. I was disoriented from the fall, and I wasn't in a calm enough mindset to think to use my phone flashlight. Plus, in hindsight, some part of me probably knew it would call too much attention to my location. Just before I was able to reach the door, it flew open with a blinding light beaming straight into my eyes. My first thought, though not totally coherent, was, "There's another one of these guys." Oh. And I stumbled backwards, trying to find something to hide behind. Before I could, a voice called out, "All right. This is the Name of Town Police Department. Everyone get on your knees with your hands in the air." I didn't believe it was the police at first. I was in such a fight or flight mode, and had already committed to flight, that I continued looking for ways to get out. but he kept shining the flashlight right at me as I teetered around and yelled, "Hey," I said, "on the ground right now. Hands out where I can see them." He sounded so authoritative that I just automatically did exactly as he asked. He approached me and finally shined the light away from me. It took a second to get my vision, but once I did, I could see he really was a police officer. I tried to explain what was happening, but first he started asking me all these questions and that, combined with what had just happened, and my fear of the driver coming back, all snowballed into my being unable to form a single articulate sentence. He was even asking easy questions too, like, "Can you tell me your name? Do you have any knives, needles, or anything that could cut me? Would you rather talk in here or outside?" And my total stunned babbling in response at first led him to believe that I was on something. He directed me out to his car, and once I was safely out of the building, I was able to start getting my bearings just a little. I sat on the edge of the back seat of the squad car, with the door open facing out, while he stood across from me and asked the same questions again. The first thing I could think to ask was, "Did my friends call you? What did they tell you?" And he explained, "No, nobody called him. He was patrolling the area and noticed a car idling outside of this building that's known to be condemned, and nobody's supposed to be inside. And when they are, they're up to no good." He was launching into a speech about how if I'd gone to shoot up or meet a John, he had resources he could direct me to, and that this was not an ideal place to do either of those things, and asking if I had somewhere safe to stay that night. But I was stuck on something else he'd said. Finally, it all clicked. The car. I spilled my whole rideshare story in a frantic word vomit. He looked around and the car wasn't there anymore. The officer guessed the guy had driven off while we were talking inside the building. He asked me all the details I remembered and I told him, but there weren't many. I'd been too tired when the ride started to track much, but the officer realized I could pull up my Uber app and get all of the information. There wasn't really enough reception there, even outdoors, so we sped down the road and once I had enough bars, the app roared to life and I had missed 4 notifications from Uber. They said, "Hello, I've arrived, and I don't see you. Can you confirm the pickup address is correct? And I am flashing my hazards. And finally, unfortunately, your driver had to cancel." At first I thought the driver was so cunning as to pick me up while sending me these fake messages, and canceling so the GPS wouldn't track us, knowing I wouldn't notice because I was asleep with my phone off, and exonerating himself. But instead, I checked the car details, checked again, and it was definitely not the same driver. The person who driven me there had not been my Uber. My driver was somewhere else on the street when this guy pulled up to me. The policeman took my statement and said they would keep an eye out for the guy, but the best I could give them to go off of was basically young-looking Caucasian man with brown hair, sideburns, goatee, and 4-door sedan, wearing a zip-up sweatshirt, maybe had a hood, which is like 1 out of every 4 guys in this city. I feel so blessed to have survived this near miss. Suffice it to say, I do not take rideshare services anymore. Quadruple check your license plate and driver name. You just may never know. So I'm currently a sophomore in college, and the bar scene here is pretty big. Going out for the night to get special deals on alcohol, so you can get plastered with your friends, is kind of the go-to here. Despite this, I'm not a huge drinker and don't enjoy it a lot because it tastes so bad and hurts my stomach. I do enjoy the company though, and often go just to be out with my friends or meet new people. a lot of times I'm called the dad of the group, because I end up taking care of them all the time. That's the prelude to what happened when I decided to go with them one Friday night. So we got all dressed up, pre-gaming a bit at my friend Q's apartment, before we Ubered downtown to one of our pretty well-known college bars slash clubs. After we got in, my friends immediately split off into tiny groups, combing over the club for girls they wanted to try to get their shot at, spending the night with. This is going to make me sound weird, but one-night stands aren't really my thing, and I don't want to end up cock-blocking my friends. So instead of looking for girls, I usually find someone at the bar and make friends with them. I was chatting with some dude that was wearing a cowboy hat, when eventually a girl approached me. She was pretty cute, probably 5'6", with dirty blonde hair and eyes that I think were light brown. But they were so light, they almost looked gold, which threw me off a bit. She asked if she could buy me some drinks in exchange for being her friend for the night. And I of course accepted because hey, that's what I came here for anyway, right? Anyways, she kept her word and we started talking to each other. And she introduced herself as Alexia, but to call her Alex. I asked her some pretty basic stuff about if she came with friends or if she went to college here, etc. To which all the answers were no. That struck me as pretty odd, as it's honestly pretty unsafe to be in the downtown area alone, as a girl, at like 1 a.m. in the morning. She said she wanted to hear about me though, and actually seemed pretty excited to listen. It felt like a really nice change of pace because I'm usually the one learning about other people, not the other way around. It also could have been the alcohol starting to take effect, since I'm actually a pretty big lightweight, as like I said, I don't actually binge drink often. The whole time I was talking, she stared into my eyes and had this warm smile that made me feel so acknowledged, if that makes any sense. I felt like she was enjoying her time as much as I was, and that just made me even happier, because I thought it meant I made a new friend. That was when her demeanor began to change, though. She started to get kind of flirty, and eventually asked if I wanted to go home with her. Like I said, I'm not really a one-night stand kind of guy, and I explained I like to get to know people a little better before sleeping together. I'm pretty sure I saw what I think was anger flash across her face, but it was quickly replaced with another smile, and she suggested just going home and watching a movie instead. I agreed and pulled out my phone to begin ordering an Uber, but she basically grabbed my wrist and started guiding me outside. I was confused, trying to ask if she was planning to drive after drinking, but she wouldn't really answer me. We eventually got outside the club, and she pointed to a black Honda Civic parked right at the front of the club. That was when all the warning bells rang like a tornado had passed through them. I was pretty drunk at this point in the night, maybe 6 or 7 drinks deep. But I was still aware enough to see the red flags. She said she had came alone, but the lane the car was parked in was only for pickups, and I never saw her order an Uber. Somebody would have to be driving the car. This was enough to make me uncomfortable, and I asked again if she was planning to drive the car. She said yes as she continued walking me closer to it. I knew that was a bald-faced lie, and as we got closer, my heart sank as I noticed the outline of 3 other guys in the car. At that point, my adrenaline kicked in, and I yanked my hand away from her and said there's no way in hell I'm getting in that car with her. She tried begging me one more time, saying she really wanted to have sex and would let me do whatever I wanted. But I already had turned around to walk back to the club. She started cussing me out, practically screaming at the top of her lungs as I walked back up to the bouncers to go in. I texted my friends what happened, and we all met back up and went home. It was obvious that she was going to college bars, trying to get guys drunk before offering to sleep with them, so she could get them in that car with three other men to rob them, or do God knows what else. I called my city's anonymous tip line, and left a detailed description of the girl, car and place where it happened. That night was a real wake-up call for me, and I'm so thankful that despite being drunk that night, I was able to piece together what was happening before it was too late. Please remember to always be safe when going out with friends, especially when it's late at night, or if alcohol is involved. But to Alexia, who I saw that night at the bar, let's not meet.